You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, wasn't that long ago that my guy, Coach Wiggins, was calling for that man's job.
Yep.
That man's head on a platter, if I remember correctly.
That I was.
Not after this weekend. Not after what this team did this weekend.
No, I think he's got those guys, and I give him a lot of credit for getting the guys to not let the Devers trade affect the clubhouse and maybe the chemistry, the vibe, and then that would then lead to maybe the performance on the field.
Well, I think it affected it in the opposite way.
Right.
I think it was a weight off their shoulders. Mm-hmm. And getting rid of him has allowed these guys to gel from a chemistry perspective. And we were talking about it earlier a lot. But heading into the deadline, I'd be very concerned about removing anybody from that baseball team because you're effing with the chemistry, and I don't think you want to do that.
But you need another pitcher, and so you got to figure out how you're going to get that. You got to ask yourself if you're the Red Sox right now and you feel like the clubhouse is in a great position. If removing a guy that, and we'll just use Durant because his name been getting.
Use Jaren Durant because we were talking about it last week.
Right.
And we were talking about the fact that there was, you had an abundance of wealth at in the outfield position.
Right.
And you're going to get some value from value for Jaren Durant. And so go ahead. I would not do it at all.
But is the clubhouse in a good position where they can handle that? They might be in a good position where they can handle that and that handle that in a positive way and that be part of Alex Cora understanding and helping that, because then that means you just get a guy like Roman Anthony playing every night.
Well, who's going to be in charge of the Wally head if Jaren Duran goes?
I think
that's my number one. That's my major concern.
Maybe Bregman will pick up the slack on that.
Yeah,
I think somebody can find somebody.
Well, they got to figure it out with Bregman, too. I mean, that's the other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch that we're going into with the trade deadline is we were hearing from Scott Boras a couple weeks ago, got to get this trade done. And this extension done.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that there's some pressure there. Like the Red Sox may feel like they have leverage because he's been injured.
Right.
But I still think that even before that, he showed himself to be so desirable. I'm not at the point where I know everybody loves Craig Breslow right now. I'm still not at the point where I trust them handling somebody who might become a free agent, because the Red Sox have not been good at that.
But he's got money with the Red Sox if he wants it. He becomes a free agent if he feels like he can get more money out there, right?
Right, but they can redo his contract in order to make it.
I would do that. I had this as a lead last week, and I feel it even more so today after what Sadan Rafaela said, giving 90% of the credit when it comes to hitting the baseball to the help that he's gotten from Alex Bregman. Like, give the guy what he wants. Like, keep him here for keep him here for a long time. He's an additional coach. He's a veteran guy. He's been there before. Like, I would just get it done and do it immediately.
Yeah, but you just can't give him what he wants.
Why?
Yeah, but at the same time, if you don't keep him here, you've now lost him and Devers for no reason.
You already chose him.
Right.
You already chose him.
But I wouldn't just give him what he wants. Like, I would give him something that is reasonable and fair market. So you're not just going to say, all right, we're going to keep him here for the next 6 years and give him $225 million?
Well, if he wants term, like for the next 5 years.
Right.
And you make it six, including this year, and he wants something like 40 per. I mean, that's probably what he's going to ask
for. But that's
a
lot of money.
It is.
You think
baseball.
He's worth $40 million a year?
He looked it before his injury, and I don't think this is the
kind
of injury.
Right, but this is the second time he's dealt with this injury.
But the other injury,
and he's 30,
Shime
happened like 5 years
right,
ago.
But he's 32.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's 32 years old.
But he's a spry 32.
He's
32. He's not a Ralphie 32.
I loved watching him carefully celebrate the walk-off so as to not risk a re-injure when it comes to the hammy.
Smart man.
What is this financial flexibility for that you save, like, put yourself in this position where ownership or really the front office is saying we have financial flexibility?
Mm-hmm.
You chose him. He's the guy who you directly chose instead of Rafi Devers. So put a little of that money there.
I'd probably give him two more years because he's got, what, two more years on his deal left. I'd probably give him another two, and I'd give him at, 40. Because
so
he's
40 for 4 years instead of five?
So 160 over four.
Yeah.
Would be the new contract.
Yeah, that's what I would probably give him.
Sound of Muzak in the Twitch chat says chemistry is a media creation.
Yeah, I disagree. They just look like they're having fun. They seem, when you watch body language experts, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch this team on the field, they love playing for each other and with each other. They love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Wiggy would know better than Sound of Muzak.
Yeah.
Is chemistry a legit thing?
I think, yeah, chemistry is definitely a legit thing. But more so, the chemistry comes when there's somebody that maybe you don't, like, there's a lot of questions around that person, and that leads into this person in the clubhouse or the locker room asking questions. And then
you're talking about Devers.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying the negative chemistry is more harmful than a clubhouse who feels like they've all got it going together.
Yeah, yeah. Because the negative chemistry is what brings you down. Because you could still have chemistry and not be like this super, everybody's buddy-buddy type of deal. But it's more that negative, that guy that has enough juice where they can divide the locker room. Or they can get one group of guys buying into what they're saying versus maybe what the manager's saying, what the head coach is saying, what the overall philosophy is. Like, if a guy is carrying
I thought you were saying Oval Office there. And I was like, well, that's another part of the chemistry right now.
Overall philosophy.
I mean, the streak started with a visit to the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a visit to the zoo, depending on who you ask. So
it's more about buying in, Greg. And even Breslow talked about it in the front office. That's why you have to blow people out. And he fired some people who didn't believe in the philosophy that he had.
Yeah. This is Tim from Hanover. Hey, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to chime in on the Sox, like what Wiggy was saying. We need, and both you guys too, Greg, we need the quality pitcher right now. The thing is, we made it there a few years back when we were almost there, when Maloney was going crazy with Fourier. Had the city winner in a row. They were, like, loving it. Young kids were going to the ballpark, and that's what we need to keep going. So hopefully they don't mess with the team, like you said, Greg, and get that quality pitcher. Spend this year instead of dropping it last time.
Yeah. It's been 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time now. Like, you go back to the way this city was, coming off a pandemic, being locked in your home, unable to go to the gym or go to the restaurant without a mask on. without ordering french fries? Big black
sky. QR codes everywhere. Right. Oh, wait, those are still around.
Yeah, no, there's still QR codes, but just play with me on this one. I mean, I there's nothing like this city when your baseball team is in it.
Right.
And that's what you got right now. Turn it up. I just gotta see it for myself. I don't know. I don't think you can screw with it.
But can you get that quality pitcher without...
With just buying it?
Oh, no, with trading somebody of lesser value. Like, if you know...
Mego brought up Christian Campbell earlier. Maybe he's expendable.
What about Yoshida and Campbell? Would you send those two out for a pitcher?
Baseball Brett would know better than I do. You sign Campbell to, like, an eight-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like...
Too much control to give up?
Well, yeah, or you know what I mean? Is that like too much control to give up? Is that something that a team would really want? So I don't...
Yeah, maybe you target one of your other prospects that hasn't even touched the majors yet and trade one of those guys.
It's got to be somebody who the other team wants to.
Right, so...
I mean, we're all talking about like what Red Sox fans are willing to give up to get that back, but it's got to be attractive enough to another team.
Right, yeah. And who is attractive... on this team to another team, right? There's a bunch of guys, but who would you be willing to give up if it's not Duran? Would it be Abreu?
Or what about like the password down at over in Worcester?
I mean, yes, you can. You can.
Yeah, but
you have too many outfielders.
You're
going
to have to give if you're going to get a legit what Wiggy wants, which is a legit starting pitcher.
Yes,
you're going to have to give, you know, somebody who is playing in the bigs now currently and is helping that team immediately.
Right, so, and who would that be? Like, if you're saying you don't want to give up Duran, okay, who else do you have with maybe packaging some prospects that you would be willing to give up?
Well, but also to Greg's point, like, the city being invested in this team, I would say Duran has a stronger connection with fans around Boston or around New England than a lot of the guys who are on the roster right now because of what he's been vulnerable and open about in the Netflix documentary and other stuff. And so if you trade him, even if it's a baseball trade and it makes sense on paper for what you're trying to do to contend in the postseason, does that turn some fans off who are like, God, they just trade everybody?
But if you need a number two pitcher,
there's an emotional component from being a fan.
Get the emotion. What's going to happen when you get to the postseason and you lose and then you go, hey, we needed another pitcher? If we would have just had that second pitcher because maybe Giolito struggled or Bayo wasn't the same, if we would have had that other guy to step in after Crochet, right, like that's what you could run into. So does that mean maybe giving up a little chemistry? Would you give up a guy like, I was just looking at it, Trevor Story.
Yeah, I would give up Trevor Story.
And then move.
I mean, it puts some pressure on Meyer, but.
Right. So, you know, when you start
He's also hitting really well over the last
Right, month. But when you start to look at guys you could potentially have to give up, Romy Gonzalez, Toro, like, who, if you don't want to give up Duran, who else has enough value with some other pieces and prospects to get you that number two? Because you have to give up somebody to get that type of pitcher, quality pitcher that you want, right? And so you got to be willing to part ways with somebody, and you just got to figure out who that guy is.
Yeah, I don't. I've tossed out a lot of names.
Yeah,
I think it'll be hard for fans if Duran gets traded.
I think you stand pat. Like I think you look at the way the team has played and what they did, and you're all in on them. You buy somebody who you think can help a little bit, and you're.
But then Breslow could be easily, Greg, if they do stand pat, Breslow is easily going to come out and say, yeah, Tanner Houck's coming back. Like, that's our ad at the deadline.
And no one wants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you can't buy without giving something up.
I mean, you have prospects, Wiggy. You have a ton of them.
Right, but is a ton of the prospects alone going to get you a legitimate number two starter?
It's not going to get you maybe a number two starter, but it's going to get you a starter that can go out and start
but
every
you
day.
Don't, but you
like
don't
a legitimate
want,
rotation
no, no. And,
guy.
And I heard Rich and Jones talk about it. I forget the word that they used when they were talking about it. You just don't want to go out and get another guy who gives you
no,
innings.
No, you need a reliable guy, but you don't need like a number two. You don't need a secondary ace.
That's what Breslow said.
You don't think so? You've seen enough from Giolito and Bayo at this point to say this is who they are for the rest of the season?
I think they've pitched really well. I think Bayo more so. I'm more confident in Bayo than Giolito.
Okay.
But I think like if you get a reliable starter, not like Dick Fitz, but a legitimate reliable starter on this team, like you're
Dick
in great
Fitz
shape.
Dick Fitz catching strays.
Saturday at that game when I was visiting my friend John, who is the greatest bartender in Fenway history, this dude, Sox Hardo, was in my grill.
Mm-hmm.
About Paul Skeens and about mm-hmm. trading. He was like, I would trade Roman Anthony today for Paul Skeens.
I would not.
And I would never do it.
What?
No, I'd consider it.
What?
You would?
Yeah, he's Paul Skeens. Greg, have you watched this guy pitch?
What is
Garrett Crochet is second behind Paul Skeens in the last
So imagine
month.
Having both of them.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Imagine
you don't
Garrett
need
Crochet's
it,
under
you
control.
Don't, you don't need Skeens. You can get somebody who's less talented than that because you have an ace. Like you don't.
Right, but imagine
just,
having.
Like, but imagine having both of them. You
two
make, they
aces.
Have, they can't start every day.
Two
I feel
a-
like that's just being greedy and unrealistic.
No, but,
no
but
way.
Well, maybe unrealistic.
Dare to dream.
Maybe unrealistic. Maybe it is fantasy land. I don't know. But to have two aces.
But what would you give up for that?
If that means giving up Roman Anthony.
I wouldn't do that.
Then you give up Roman Anthony to have two legitimate aces that you could have on the contract for the next, what,
decade.
6, 7, 8, 10 years? And you know how important pitching is. When we talk
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it's made the difference this season.
My dude has a losing record with a sub-2 ERA. Like, Paul Skeens is arguably the best pitcher
in baseball. And look at Garrett Crochet. Imagine having those two guys. And I know maybe we're living in fantasy land to have it.
We are, but it's fine.
But
not on sports radio.
But I would all day long give up Anthony for Paul Skeens.
I think
but
that's
that
a bridge too far.
Probably means Leah goes with him, which would be a problem
Fine
for a lot
me.
Of fans.
Let's
a whole beautiful family.
Isn't Paul yeah. Skeens dating
Livy Dunn?
Livy Dunn. So you
it's a fair trade.
You replace Leah with Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn is the gymnast.
Yes.
Correct. Yes.
Turned influencer.
Yep.
She was trying to get Babe Ruth's condo. Did
yeah,
you see
they shut that?
That
down.
They were like, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
What was wrong with that? Why couldn't she get his condo?
Oh, something about...
Did Klay Thompson go public with his relationship?
I think they haven't gone public, but I think we're kind of, we all know that Megan Thee Stallion and him, they, I think they might have been holding hands, but they didn't show the
you
face.
You love Megan Thee Stallion.
She's lost, you know, she's a little bit too small for me.
Wasn't
now.
She just with one of the Celtics players?
She was allegedly involved with Torrey Craig.
Yeah.
For but a minute. I don't know how.
I guess that fizzled out.
Yeah, they were supposed to be together for a minute.
So she lost too much weight for you?
Yeah, she's
she
a little too
Ozempic-ing?
No. She's just like, she's more fitnessy, challengy.
You don't like that?
No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I think that's a great look.
I'm not saying that, but I prefer a little bit more thickness.
Okay. You know, a little softer?
Oh, just thicker, you know?
That's just more?
Explain, like,
more right. Megan?
Like Cardi B, thick. Thick girl? You know what thick is, girl?
Chime.
Look at me. No, I don't.
But I mean, you should know, like, from the world we live in.
Let's hammer the chime next on the Derby tonight. Okay, we'll do that next. And then we'll get Wiggy and Chime and their Superman reviews at the movies with Chime and Wiggy coming up at 9 on today's show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.